We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
This podcast episode is brought to you by Coors Light. These days, everything is go, go, go. It's nonstop hustle all the time. Work, friends, family expect you to be on 24/7. Well, sometimes you just need to reach for a Coors Light because it's made to chill. Coors Light is cold lagered, cold filtered, and cold packaged. It's as crisp and refreshing as the Colorado Rockies. It is literally made to chill. Coors Light is the one I choose when I need to unwind. So when you want to hit reset, reach for the beer that's made to chill. Get Coors Light in the new look delivered straight to your door with Drizzly or Instacart. Celebrate responsibly. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
Hi guys, Colm Kelly here, executive producer of RotoViz Radio and co-host of the RotoViz Overtime podcast with Sean Siegel. We are closing in on 200 episodes and it's competition time, but more on that in just a moment. I want to let you know, as a loyal podcast listener, as always, you can save yourself 10% off a RotoViz NFL pass. All you need to do is enter that code RVRadio2021 at checkout on the website or go to rotoviz.com/podcast for more information. You can get all the access to all of the great tools on the site, all of the content, get yourself ready to win your fantasy championships this upcoming season. I mentioned competition time. Well, now here's the news. 200 episodes coming up here for myself and Sean. We're giving away some RotoViz subscriptions. It's super simple to enter. Just drop a 5-star review for RotoViz Overtime on your favorite podcast app for a chance to win. The top prize is a 3-month subscription and an appearance on a future RotoViz Overtime podcast to get to talk with myself and Sean. Already have a RotoViz subscription? Thank you for that. But don't worry, if you win, we'll add it on to your current subscription. So what are you waiting for? Drop that review today for the RotoViz Overtime podcast. And of course, when you're there, drop a rating for today's show as well that you're listening along to. Thanks as always for being a loyal podcast listener on RotoViz Radio. Enjoy the show.
What's up, guys? Welcome into another edition of Bogey Free. I'm your host, Matt Jones. You can find me on Twitter at MattJonesTFR. And I am being joined by Evan. You can find him on Twitter at eChaney69. What's up, man?
I am so mesmerized by our new graphic.
Right? No, I was screwing around with it.
It's nice. It's nice having the little the headphones kind of... What? There you go. All that whooshing. I love it.
I like the whoosh.
I do like the whoosh. I'm a fan of the whoosh.
I whoosh because I care.
The people who are listening, yeah. The people who are listening are obviously like, what the hell are you people talking about? But, you know,
you got to get on the stream. You got to chat it up with us, you know? All right. I'm going to enter this this dollar draft here. We will be the 4th of 6. So it should start shortly. Did you enjoy your week off? Did you play any of the team event or nah?
I don't know. The strategy with the pairings like that, I don't know. I kind of laid low a little bit in my golf volume last week. But I was just kind of following the Chez Glover tandem.
Obvious.
The fact that they were paired The fact that they were paired together is very fitting, so I'm glad that they did that.
Yeah, that was nice for you. Yeah, also, I didn't...
Yeah.
No, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, Maverick McNeely, his music for Saturday was like a high school marching band. I don't know if you caught that.
I did not.
That was kind of... That was interesting. I want to know the backstory behind that before I kind of say anything else.
Yeah, I was going to say, watch it be like some like super nice thing that he did for somebody and you're just going to like shit on it.
I'm not shitting on it. I was just like, you know, all these people have like rap music and some rock music. And this guy's got a high school marching band. And I'm like, all right, it's different.
Yep. Different strokes, man. Different strokes. Yeah, I didn't place a bet. Yeah. I didn't build a lineup. I literally did nothing. I didn't even watch it. I didn't even put it on. I was just like, you know what? I need to unplug and just chill a little bit. So I did not play any of it. I saw that Cam and Leishman won, obviously. So that was nice. I don't really take a whole lot from it. Kind of like the match play where like, great. If somebody played well, awesome. If they played poorly, awesome. Like I don't really pay much attention to it because it's just a totally different, it's a totally different animal. Like there's no point in weighting it too heavily, right? Like, I don't know.
Yeah. There might be some recent form stuff you can get out of it. It's kind of it, right? So.
Yeah.
How's our lobby filming out here?
It is still 4 of 6. I didn't tweet it though. So let me tweet it.
Tweet it out. We'll get two warm bodies, right?
Yeah, maybe. Am I like super laggy right now?
It's a little bit, not too bad.
This is brutal. I'm just like chopping.
Happens, you know?
Yeah, I know, but it shouldn't. All right, yeah. So I'm tweeting out the link now. So yeah, we're talking about Valspar this week, obviously. A familiar course, right, at the Copperhead course at Innisbrook. It's a par 71. Lot of less than driver available, so not necessarily a bomber's paradise. Any stats stuff that you think we should mention?
I would say, you know, weight, driving accuracy. Or if you're looking at something like Fantasy National, weigh the fairways and good drives gained a little more heavily than normal. Because this course is definitely going to favor accurate drivers, right? So even amongst the top players in this field, it might be why I'm assuming Corey Connors and Anser are going to be chalky as of right now.
Yeah.
And it justifies them being chalk because if you do sort, you know, last 6 months worth of rounds for those two golfers, they are numbers 1 and 2 in good drives gained in this field. Yeah. So,
yeah.
I mean, the course fit is great for them. It obviously comes down to a game theory play, you know, whether or not you end up using them. But
yeah, Anser, yeah. I think will be a little bit lower owned. I haven't met. Like a shade under 10% right now. Connors is, I have him over 25%. So,
yeah. I mean, he's been playing well too.
I'd rather play Anser then.
Yeah. I mean, you're going to play the cheaper guy who's lower owned. Yeah, I'd rather. But I mean, both have played.
Bold strategy.
Yeah. Both have played fine, right? I mean, obviously, Corey Connors' recent performances stand out. Because every tournament he's played after the Genesis, he's gotten top 15 or better.
Which is good.
Yeah, that's great.
There you go. We filled.
Yeah. And then with Anser, too, it's like it's not even that bad, right? He also missed the cut of the Genesis, but then, you know, top 25 performances in most of these other tournaments since. So it's like,
yeah,
they're both fine.
Yep. All right, we got... We got 40 seconds here before the draft starts.
We got two.
And we are number two. So whoever, JT or DJ, I would imagine, would be the situation.
I would assume, right?
I actually, worth noting, yeah. I put it in the article this week on RotoViz. I have JT a good like third of a stroke better than everybody in the field this week. A third of a stroke per round, I should say, better than even DJ. So, go ahead.
No, so I'm just saying, like, how does he stand out like that much more? What does he have?
I mean, it's just the, you know, obviously his combination of greens and regulation. He's probably, depending on how you look at it, I can't imagine he would fall out of the top like three in this field, regardless of time frame. All right, so Justin Thomas went, so I guess we'll go DJ.
You go DJ. Yeah, it's not.
Yeah, so like just from a pure ball striking perspective, I think that it's just incredibly hard to argue with Justin Thomas in general. So, yeah, I mean he has been good for a long time. He's been good recently, right? Like he checks all of the boxes for everything. So,
The thing too, the two most important stats you're looking at going into this are off the tee and approach, if we're just looking at like the traditional strokes gain stats.
Right.
And like DJ has a slight edge in off the tee play, but JT's dominating him on approach. Like it's not even close. Right. So
yeah.
I can understand that for sure. The fact that Corey Connors didn't go until six is kind of interesting.
Yeah, so it went after us it went Reed, Hovland, Casey, Connors, M. Ustazen. We're up in a couple picks here.
Yeah. Paul wouldn't Casey hate.
On the board yet? Yeah, Casey went. Nice. I wouldn't hate getting answer here, like you mentioned already. I wouldn't hate Kokrak here either.
Yeah. I mean, I'm higher on answer this tournament for sure. So if he's still available, Scotty Scheffler's actually good. He's a good guy if you can get him.
I was going to say, and then he just went. I was going to say, I'm assuming he's going to go, so I didn't even, like, bother mentioning him, but yeah. And then Neiman went, so, all right, you want to go answer then?
Yeah, let's go answer.
Easy game.
He'll probably blow up on Friday.
This is great, too, because if some auto picks, they're going to get stuck with Patton, so this will be nice. Another nice little perk of doing the snake drafts is that if people are just mass entering and not actually drafting, you do run into these every once in a while. And then like you're automatically, it's a five person league. Unless you have it pre-done. All right, so what do you think here? I personally would like to go Hoffman.
I don't have any problem with that.
Yeah, I just feel like he's been hot. He has a good fit for.
We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Here, you know, he's not a guy that's gonna completely bomb it off the tee, but he'll find fairways, he'll stay out of trouble for the most part, and hit some greens. So I'm good with that. Damn, these people that are auto picking must have dropped Hatton down to the end of their queue there.
Yeah. Well, DraftKings also might just not let them.
No, I've seen them go.
Okay.
Let's see. All right, so we're up in a couple picks here. I mean, Griot would. I would like Griot personally.
Look, no one's perfect. Even the best baseball players strike out with the bases loaded. The best golfers sometimes three-putt with the tournament on the line. So if you feel like you come up short in the bedroom sometimes, it's perfectly okay. But if it's bothering you, there are options. Go to GetRoman.com/RotoViz now. With Roman, you get a free online evaluation and ongoing care for ED, all from the comfort and privacy of your home. A U.S.-licensed healthcare professional will work with you to find the best treatment plan. If medication's appropriate, it ships to you free with two-day shipping. The whole process is straightforward and discreet. Getting started is simple. Just go to GetRoman.com/RotoViz and complete an online visit. Take care of your ED without leaving home. Complete an online visit today to connect with a doctor and take care of it. Go to GetRoman.com/RotoViz now to get $15 off your first month. Look, there's a straightforward way to take care of your ED. GetRoman.com/RotoViz. Get started now to save $15 on your first month of treatment.
Yeah, Bubba went.
Yeah, I mean, his game fits well here, right? He's gaining strokes off the tee. He's losing them around the green, but that's not terribly important this week.
Yeah, I mean, he hits enough greens where that's not like a huge deal.
Yeah.
Let's go Griot.
Griot's fine.
And then
we don't have any knuckleheads this week trying to.
I know, it's a bummer.
Drafts.
And we almost lost to that person that threw it, because Chris Kirk actually did pretty well, and he was the first pick that week. So
I guess he knew. Whoever drafted Chris Kirk knew.
All right, so Nod just went to. So now we're looking at Gooch, Davis. We always draft Davis, I feel like. Lanto, I don't mind.
Well, there's a guy at 27 who's kind of interesting.
Yeah. Do we have to?
We can do whatever you want, but
I mean, wouldn't you rather Cam Davis?
Yes, I'd rather Cam Davis for points, so, but in terms of the brand.
Yeah. I don't care about your brand.
Oh, we got one more after this. What's interesting about Gooch? Taylor Gooch and Doug Gim actually stick out. Because Doug Gim, I think more so, because he's 11th in this field right now in good drives gained.
That works.
And 10th in fairways gained. So, like, he's doing well off the tee.
Right.
The other parts of his game are kind of, they're average. They're not, for what he is, in terms of, like, actual DFS, like, what am I trying to say? The more classic style of DFS. Like, for that format, he fits great.
Right. Let's see. All right. Glover finally went, so we don't have to do that again. All right. What are you thinking here?
There's a lot.
I don't think we want to scroll too much. I mean,
no.
I don't mind... I don't mind Lanto, to be totally honest.
Yeah, no, he's not bad. His game's fine right now.
Yeah, and I mean let's go Lanto. He can get some birdie streaks going, and he is what was that?
I have no idea.
That was so weird.
Something in my house is kind of like squeaking.
Oh, no, it sounded like a person.
I don't know. I got to figure that out later on.
That was weird. All right. So let's stay in here. Yeah. So our team ended up DJ, Answer, Hoffman, Griot, Davis, and Lanto. I like that a lot. I think that's a solid yeah. solid squad there.
Yeah. No, I mean, this is definitely going to be, even if we built that lineup for like a normal DraftKings lineup, that wouldn't be too bad.
Yeah, for sure.
Not at all. Did good there. See.
I just wanted to see how the team ahead of us ended. So the team out of the one spot went JT, and then went Kokrak, Rose, Burns, Non, Woodland. I'm not in love with that team. Mostly because of Rose. I just don't like Rose. Let's see what else we got. Yeah. I think we're pretty live here. I'm not feeling these other teams. Yeah, they're butt. All right, we got this one, so that's good. Yeah, so let's continue just talking for a couple minutes here about some of the other potentially popular plays this week. I did run the first iteration of my ownership projections. It's just from the model without me tweaking anything. So obviously these numbers are going to change a little bit, but right now for the top five owned, I have Connors. Like I mentioned earlier, he's all the way up at the top. Then Kokrak, Chris Kirk, Reed, and Justin Thomas, as far as just like raw ownership. Those are the top five guys. And then Casey Glover is actually going to be pretty popular, and Hoffman are all up there as well. So anybody stick out to you there that you are particularly interested in or interested in fading?
I'm intrigued as to how Lucas Glover is all of a sudden chalk.
Well, I mean, they saw the domination in the team event last week, and obviously you want to roster Glover as often as possible.
Because that normally gives us like winning lineups. I can certainly agree with that.
Well, I mean, he's what? He's 7,700.
He hasn't had bad performances lately. He's a 19th at the Honda, 4th at Valero, and 33rd at RBC. It's not terrible.
Yeah. No, it's not.
And those last two tournaments, I mean, he's gained a combined 7.2 strokes off the tee. So it's not crazy. It's not crazy to go Lucas Glover this week. I kind of have questions with the accuracy, because, yeah, I mean, he's never been terribly accurate off the tee, but I don't know. It can work. I hope it works. I hope for my brand that it works. So,
yeah, I mean, as far as like price, I think that he would be fine in an alternate universe that, you know, he's not going to be like 15% owned, but just pushing 15, 16%. I don't know. That's hard to get behind. Like there,
I love about golf DFS.
What do you got?
Is what constitutes chalk. Cause like, the two main sports that I play, well, two of the three, between UFC and NASCAR, if someone's 15% owned, like, that's nothing. That is absolutely nothing. That's a low-owned guy. Or, you know, in the UFC.
Well, yeah, but UFC, there's 14 people. Like, there's 150 people in the field this week.
20 to good. Yeah. But still, I'm just like, I don't know. To me, it's always great. Like, when I see people complaining about bad chalk, and it's like bad chalk going off, and it's like this 15% owned golfer, I'm just like,
people?
Wow.
People or Saul Goodman?
Well, I try not to name names.
I don't care. I try to be nice. Who cares? What's he going to do? Send me a mean joke? Like, I don't care.
That's true. I'll send you a mean gif.
Yeah, was he going to retweet something of mine? Look out.
He's a fun guy sometimes.
No, I know. He's actually one of the like trolly people that I find funny. Like there are a lot of just awful quote unquote trolls. But he's one of the solid ones. I do find a lot of his stuff funny.
Yeah.
But
yeah. Anyway, like
whatever.
Back to the tournament.
You don't want to keep talking about trolls on Twitter?
We could certainly talk about that all night. But I think actually another good point about Griot is that he's gaining the sixth most strokes. Good drives gained in this field. So it makes sense at 8,300.
Yeah, and I mean, it's as always, right? It's the biggest meme in DFS golf. If he can just putt,
that's what we said about Decky, and then Decky won the Masters.
That's true. And Griot, I mean, his lows are, as far as putting goes, have to be as low as Decky, maybe worse sometimes.
Yeah. Let's take a look back at his performances. I just want to see how bad we're talking. Yeah, I mean, he had a good putting week at RBC, gets second.
Right.
And then...
Exactly.
He has something like that. But then when his putter's off, it's just a mess.
Yeah.
He'll miss the cut just because of his putter. Like, not even Decky can do that. He'll at least make the cut.
Yeah.
And make you think, oh, he can shoot a good Saturday, or oh, he can shoot a good Sunday.
Yeah, I think that comes down to his short game, like you mentioned before, right? Like Decky, for as bad of a putter as he is, he does have a decent short game. Like he can get it up and down when he misses the greens. Honestly, his problem is when he hits greens and he's too far away. that's his bigger issue.
Yeah.
But he can hit it close. You know, like he's a decent sand player. We saw him play really well out of the sand at the Masters. And Griot kind of doesn't really have a ton of short game in his bag. He's a little like Hovland-y where like, he goes through these streaks of, oh, all right, he's starting to figure it out. And then he just looks like, you know, like a guy who shoots in like the high 80s. So just depends. Well,
the kids would call it dog water.
Kids would call it what now?
Dog water.
Dog water?
Yeah, dog water.
Like W-A-T-E-R? I've never heard that in my life.
You've never heard dog water? You work with kids.
Dog water?
Yeah, that's at least the term us young people use to call someone bad at something.
Say your dog water. I just want to make sure I'm understanding this. D-O-G-W-A-T-E-R.
Yeah.
Dog water.
Yeah.
And so like use it in a sentence. Like is it a
like,
yeah. Go ahead.
I don't know. Like in the case of our example here, we could say Griot's putter's dog water, or
okay,
or when I'm playing with someone on Fortnite, I'd be like, "Oh, you're dog water," because I just shot you.
Okay, dog water.
It's probably the worst thing that's ever been said on a DFS podcast.
I'm not sure I understand. Like, why is like dog water? Like, because like if you drank it, it would be bad. Like, is that?
It can mean whatever you want it to mean.
No, I
just... Because dogs like to go number two in weird places, man.
But that would be dog shit, right? Like, that. Like then yeah, I but... understand the term dog shit. Like, if you're dog shit at something, I get that. I've just never heard the water part.
Well, the... So, yeah, I mean, if we want to do a quick diversion.
No, please. Urban I mean, Dictionary. Listen... I think that this is important.
No, Urban Dictionary defines dog water as dog water is a gaming way of saying trash.
Okay.
So that's
so it's a gaming thing. It's not a kid thing.
Well, the kids are playing games.
Yeah.
So in turn, the kids are saying dog war. It's the it's the transitive property. Because I like A equals B. B equals C, so A equals C.
Right.
Beautiful.
That is what that means. Hang on. I have to share this for the people. So Urban Dictionary, right?
Yeah.
My favorite is the activity.
It's a very recent term.
All the way. The first appearance was December 2020 of it. So I don't really feel
it, yeah.
No. I don't mean it in
just saying now.
Right. I don't mean it in like you're whatever. I'm glad that it's not something that's been around for like 5 years and I'm like, I've never heard that before. Like that would make me feel bad. Like this is, we're talking about a term that's like 3 months older than my newborn. So like, I'm not that upset about it.
Well, not yet.
Yeah. I'm glad I learned it though. I mean, now I want to know like, maybe we should do like a segment every week where you teach me like a new term from Urban Dictionary. I think we need to do that.
I can certainly translate some lingo from iRacing.
From what?
iRacing. The racing simulator?
Oh, iRacing. I thought you said iRaisin. Like a dried up grape.
No.
Okay.
Well, that could be the next big game. You don't know. People are weird.
Yeah.
Aren't we talking about golf or something? Wasn't this a golf show at one point?
Yeah, I guess. If anybody's still listening to this, I guess we could talk about our bets for the week.
God bless if you're still listening at this point.
Yeah, like only the real ones are listening right now. And they're going to get the winners. So good on you. All right. Outright card for me this week. I have Hoffman, Sungjae, Tringali, and Burns. Those are my four. I split. I have Sungjae as an each way. So, I have him for a top five as well. So between those five, technically five bets, I split a unit between those five all to win, eight units.
Is Corey Connors still 22-1?
He's probably lower by now.
Because that's really bad if true.
I think Bet365, if you're like desperately trying to bet him, has plus 2000, but everywhere else is in the teens as far as I know.
Yeah, because I was gonna say like 22-1 is bad. That's a bad line. I think that was FanDuel's opening line. That's why I say that.
FanDuel is drunk this week, by the way.
I noticed that. I'm looking at a few of their opening lines, and it's kind of bad.
It seems like there's been a book each week that has like completely overvalued the top of the board and has just opened up so much value in every market with like slightly longer, like mid-range to longer shots, where like this week I have eight top 20 bets just because like, and five of them are from FanDuel. They were like, I have Hoffman at 270, which was pretty much on market. Gooch and Davis at plus 410, which I mean, they're like significantly lower elsewhere. EVR, because I just absolutely cannot stop with that guy. And I need to just martingale him until it works.
I'm still salty from the back injury he had at last year's Masters.
Yeah.
That was bad. Yeah,
that's understandable.
You want to talk about an interest? Oh,
no, I was just going to say, like, he's plus 300 or plus 350 everywhere else, and he's plus 450 at FanDuel. And then the same thing with it was Lanto. Or Lanto was a little bit more in line, but I showed a lot of value with him on the sim. So go ahead, and then I'll give my other three from DraftKings.
Well, I mean, I want to make a point first in terms of the books.
Yeah.
You want to talk about a really bad book? I mean, a book that doesn't know how to set the lines. Fox Bet, I don't know if they've set a good line yet for any sport that I've played them on. I really don't think so. Like, golf, I've seen some crazy stuff. UFC is outright disrespectful, some of the lines they put out. And I found one here with Keegan Bradley, as tilting as that may possibly be, at 70-1. Now, obviously, he's going to be...
Oh, at DraftKings, he's 80-1.
He's 80?
Yeah.
I thought 70 was even, like, egregious. He's 80 on DraftKings?
Yep.
That's bad.
Points bet, too.
That's really bad. I mean, get it there, then.
He's higher than that at Penny.
Well, Pinnacle actually knows how to set a line. So, I guess I'm just wrong. I don't know. I just perceive Keegan as better than 70-1 this week. Because despite his tilting nature as a player, he fits this course quite well in terms of his driving accuracy.
Yeah.
So he's not crazy at 70-1. Right? And even, obviously, if you can get him at better odds than that, you know, more power to you. Right? But... I don't know.
You want to hear what I make him?
What's that?
I make him 170-1.
That's just wrong. It's wrong. That's just not right. I don't know. I don't want to question it, but I feel like he's at least a 50-1 shot.
He is sandwiched. He's sandwiched right between, let's see, Hudson Swafford and Mark Hubbard in my sim.
I can't. I just... He seems like he's much better than that for this
maybe
week.
I mean, I've talked about this a lot in general. I like the way that I rate golfers and what feeds the sim is pretty reliant on last 100 rounds as sort of like a, you know, like as a baseline. So when you go back 100 rounds for Keegan, you're probably talking about what, all the way back to last year. I would imagine what he played 22 events last year, and he's played 8 events so far this year. So probably at least back to the restart, which has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. It has 7 missed cuts in there. Like, we're not, I'm not saying that that's how he's playing right now, because obviously he's turned it around and he's had a few top 25s. I think he even had a top 10 a few weeks ago. So I get the argument for it, but if I'm betting, and not talking about DraftKings, like if I'm betting, I need the sim to show value, or else I would just start making whatever the hell plays I felt like making, and that wouldn't go well for anybody.
Yeah.
So then my last three for top 20s, sort of just complete bombs. They're all 700 or longer on DraftKings. I have a play on Sam Ryder, Werenski, and Hagee. And that's like, yeah, plus 700, plus 700, and plus 1200. So not like I'm banking on those. I have like a quarter of a unit split between those three. But, you know, just that's the entirety of my card as of right now. I've been getting my dick kicked in on matchups, so I haven't really been playing many full tournament matchups. I don't know if you wanted to look through a few of those before we get out of here. I'm trying to think of somebody we haven't really talked about that we should talk about. Who are we missing?
Go through a list of names here. See if we're missing anyone like huge. I mean, did we talk Paul Casey all that much?
No, we didn't. We probably
even though
should.
He won here last time.
Yeah, well, I mean, then obviously he's just going to win again. So,
I mean, of course, because course history through the roof.
He's minus 130. Or I'm sorry, he's plus 111 to Corey Connors minus 130. He's basic. Oh, this is wild. On Bovada right now, he has the same line against Corey Connors that he does against DJ.
Who, Casey?
Yeah.
That doesn't make sense.
No, it doesn't.
That doesn't make any sense.
And it's only 5 cents off of his line. Yeah, Bovada. I can't. How is that possible? Plus one. Yeah. All right. Well, I will. If you are not limited to peanuts at Bovada, I would be taking Dustin Johnson in that head-to-head, even at minus 140. That's really completely absurd. That's very strange. That has to be a typo.
It's an expensive typo for them, if that's the case.
He's plus 125. So Bovada is obviously valuing JT quite a bit more because he's plus 125 against Casey and plus 110 against these other bozos, Connors and DJ. And then they have him plus 105 against Hovland. So that's kind of the range there that they have him in. That's really interesting though. How the fuck, like who is making this line? It had to have moved. Like, who's making this line where they're like, no, we definitely need Connors to be the same as DJ. Okay, so yeah, no, none of it makes sense. I give up. Connors opened at minus 130 against him. And DJ opened minus 140. So it moved 10 cents and the DJ line hasn't moved, but I still think that's absurd.
Yeah. No, it's pretty bad. Not going to lie.
Yeah. So if you have Bovada, I would suggest betting that. Let's see for our offshore friends, if there's our other offshore friends at Bet Online. See if there's anything interesting there. No. Their lines have been almost like 1-to-1 with my model. I've found like no value lately at Bet Online. Whether that's a good thing or a bad thing, I'm not entirely sure, but yeah, not crazy about that. But Casey, I think is like a very easy DraftKings fade. I think he's going to become more popular as the week goes on, and I think that I'd rather, if I really wanted exposure to him, I'd rather just bet like a top 10 and be fine with that like hedge.
Yeah, I agree with you on that.
All right, man. I think that wraps it up. We will be back next week. Once again, same time. And make sure, again, not that anybody's still listening, but make sure that you check out my Twitter during the tournament this week. I will be debuting the model over at FTN for showdown purposes. So make sure you check that out. And make sure you're following along with both of us on Twitter. And we will talk soon.